Now, though, we're going to talk about the commentary surrounding the Sinaloan cartel. There's a headline in front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Gardaí Trawl Company filed for drug haul. Detectives investigate how long smuggling route has been in use. Well, smuggling routes for illegal substances have been developed by international-sized cartels. And the Sinaloan Mexican cartel is regarded by the US law enforcement agencies as the most dangerous and destructive in the world. Parker Assman is a journalist with Inside Crime, a think tank and media organization that's focused on organized crime in the Americas. It carries out investigations into organized crime groups and makes policy recommendations. He spoke to Tracy Murphy from Mexico last evening, and he outlined who exactly the Sinaloa cartel are.
The Sinaloa cartel is one of Mexico's largest and most powerful organized crime groups. The group is primarily involved in trafficking drugs, specifically cocaine and synthetic drugs like methamphetamine and fentanyl. The group as we know it today is more horizontally integrated and is comprised of a number of different armed wings and networks that operate throughout Mexico, and is no longer considered a vertically integrated organization with sort of one boss at the top of the organization controlling all of the different cells that operate underneath it. It's much more horizontally integrated, involving several different networks that operate in different regions across the country.
So, Parker, when you say horizontally integrated, do you mean that it's almost like a multinational and it has various divisions? It's not a case of just having one person at the very top controlling all the various entities?
Correct. The Sinaloa cartel today has different armed wings and cells that operate in different states across Mexico where the group has different criminal interests. So there isn't one singular boss that is controlling things across the country. Rather, the group has a variety of different criminal cells that operate in different parts of the country and has different regional bosses and local bosses that help control criminal activity in each of those separate regions.
So it's really Crime Inc.
In some respects, the group is very much a business. It's a drug trafficking business. It's involved in a wide variety of criminal activities, but drug trafficking continues to be its principal source of income.
Do we know how many members it has in Mexico, for example?
We don't. We don't know how many members of the Sinaloa cartel there are. The problem is it's difficult to determine what it means to be a member of an organized crime group. Is that a sicario or a hitman working for the group? Could it be a corrupt security force member working for the group? Given those complications, it's difficult to determine just how many members of the group there are across the country.
Is it possible to put a value on the Sinaloa cartel business as a whole?
I think their drug trafficking operations is definitely a multi-million dollar operation. The group traffics in multi-ton quantities of cocaine and methamphetamine, and it also traffics large quantities of fentanyl into countries like the United States. So the group is certainly earning many millions of dollars.
Would you want to get on the wrong side of them?
You know, as investigators at Inside Crime, we investigated all types of organized crime and transnational criminal organizations in an effort to try and better understand how these groups operate and the different criminal activities that they're involved in.
What are the consequences, though, for people if they do fall foul of the cartel?
Many different organized crime groups in Mexico often resort to violence. If an individual member or an opposing group does something that maybe goes against the group's interests, Mexico has one of the highest homicide rates in Latin America. So targeted uses of violence are not uncommon by organized crime groups like the Sinaloa cartel.
How did the cartel start? Do we know its history?
Yes, the Sinaloa cartel as we know it today emerged in the 1980s out of the Guadalajara cartel. which was essentially a federation of different groups operating across Mexico. But after the murder of an anti-drug agent in Mexico, that organization split into different factions. And one of those divisions was the Sinaloa Cartel, that has its base in the city of Culiacan in the state of Sinaloa in the northwest part of Mexico. So the group has been operating for almost 40 years, since the 1980s.
Some people might have seen the Netflix series Narcos, which featured El Chapo, probably the most famous person associated with the Sinaloa cartel. He would be the most famous, or rather, should I say, infamous or notorious figure with the group.
El Chapo was one of the founding members of the Sinaloa cartel. He was one of the most important leaders in the group's history. But even after his arrest and extradition to the United States, the group has continued operating in Mexico and remains one of the country's most sophisticated and most powerful organized crime groups.
Reports coming out from this country in less than a week indicate, and obviously these matters are legal, but indicate that the Sinaloa cartel has established a network here in Ireland. This truly is a group that has a worldwide presence. I understand that you aren't aware of any connections the cartel may or may not have with this country.
The Sinaloa cartel has several international connections. What it often does is it uses emissaries to coordinate its criminal activities on an international scale, whether that be in Europe, in Central America, or in South America. So the group's primary base of operations is Mexico, but it relies on emissaries in different parts of the world to coordinate some of its criminal activity, primarily its international drug trafficking operations.
Have you ever dealt personally with any high-ranking members of the, or any sort of members of the cartel? I know you said it's very hard to define what constitutes a member of the group, but have you ever dealt with anyone who's say had very frequent dealings with the cartel?
At Inside Crime, we don't speak much about our sources, but I can tell you that whenever we are investigating a specific criminal economy or a specific organized crime group, we do our best to interview as many individuals as we can that maybe have some type of connection or knowledge about the criminal economy or criminal group that we're investigating. So we try and reach out to as many people as possible in order to give ourselves the best understanding that we can possibly have of the group and the criminal activity.
And what conclusions then have you come to about the Sinaloa cartel?
The Sinaloa cartel remains one of Mexico's most powerful and most sophisticated organized crime groups. There's a reason that it has been able to operate for close to four decades in Mexico. It remains one of the most sophisticated organizations and is involved in a variety of different criminal activities. But as I mentioned, drug trafficking is its primary source of income.
And may I ask you, Parker, what's been the impact of the Sinaloa cartel on Mexico?
Right. Organized crime-related violence is a big problem in Mexico. The country, as I mentioned, has one of the highest homicide rates in Latin America, and the murder rate has increased exponentially over the last 10, 15 years. The country also deals with forced disappearances at the hands of organized crime groups. So I think organized crime in general has had a big impact on Mexico and security in Mexico. But I would stress that it's a very complex issue, and the security crisis in Mexico cannot be attributed to just any one organized crime group.
And finally, will you tell us a little bit more about what the work that your own organization does?
Yes. Inside Crime is a foundation dedicated to the principal threat to democracy in Latin America and the Caribbean, which is organized crime. We investigate organized crime across Latin America and the Caribbean. We have investigators throughout the region that work to better understand how organized crime groups operate and how we can better combat the operations of organized crime groups.
And if I can ask you just one more question, because this is so interesting. What are the best means of combating these sort of crime gangs?
That's a great question. I think that is something that we strive to understand every day with our investigations. Like I mentioned, organized crime is a very complex and complicated issue throughout the Americas. So it's going to take a multifaceted approach that touches on a variety of different factors to be able to combat their criminal operations.
So are you talking about in terms of education, social intervention, a response from across a variety of segments of society?
Correct. It's going to take a multifaceted approach to combat the operations and power of organized crime groups in Mexico and across the region. And that is the reason that we dedicate our time to investigate an organized crime to try and better understand how these groups operate and the best ways to combat them.